And I mentioned, I say it for the record, and I'll say it with him right now on hold, I hope this guy is half as into talking to me as I am to talking to him, because I'm excited about this. He is a guard for the Indiana Pacers. 6 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds in last night's game against Boston. He is averaging 14 points and 5 assists with the Pacers this season. He won 4 straight city titles at Lincoln High. He broke Sebastian Telfair's career scoring record at Lincoln. He was the 40th pick back in 2010 out of Cincinnati. Phoenix is at Indiana tomorrow. Lance Stevenson is my guest. Lance, great to have you on. How are you? Hey, Lance. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, dude. How are you?
I feel great.
It is great to have you on. I got to ask you, last night's game may not have gone the way you had hoped as a team, but I have to know, what has the return of the Pacers been like for you? Because it's been something for the rest of us to really see. How would you describe the experience for you? What's it been like?
Man, it's a blessing, man. I was off for 2 years, and I had to grind and work out and go to the G League and got back moving and playing at game speed, and now I'm doing here in at hometown, doing a 10-day and proving myself and going out there and performing and learning my teammates and having a great time. And all we're missing is wins, and you know it takes time, and getting to learn my teammates every day. And I feel like the more we get to learn each other, the games become easier.
Lance Stevenson joining us. I want to get into that journey, that grind, the price that you paid to get back. But I want to ask you about this, and I'm going to be real. Like, they pay me not to root. I got to be objective. But I got to admit, man, even I was really fired up by that 20-point quarter that you had against the Nets at home. Can you kind of share the emotion of the night? What was running through you that evening, and especially in that quarter?
Man, I was so thrilled and so excited to play that game and just to be back in the NBA and playing high professional basketball. And, man, you know, you hit that first shot and it goes straight in. You know, every shot after that, you feel like it's going to go in. And I just had that feeling throughout the game. And if it wasn't for my teammates hyping me up and getting open shots and hitting them with screens to get me open, man, I wouldn't make those shots. So I'm just excited. I'm happy. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be playing. And I'm just so excited right now.
Lance Stevenson joining us. Lance, the bond between you and the Pacer fans is really unique. It's really special. For instance, when you came back as a Laker, the Pacers crowd was chanting "Born Ready." How would you describe that connection that you have with the Pacer fans?
It's like family. You know, they see me grow hair. They watch me become the player that I am now, and they just love that hard, aggressive basketball, that passion, that willing to do anything to win. And I felt like we connected in that way because, you know, Indiana is all about grinding, being the underdogs, and pushing and doing the dirty work to win games. And we just fell in love with each other throughout the years, just that passionate of basketball.
We're talking to Lance Stevenson. They do love that grind. They love that attitude. So after your time with the Lakers, you played in China, and then you had a number of options, but you decided to come back to the U.S., and as you mentioned, Lance, you decided to play in the G League. Listen, that is not an easy thing to do. The conditions are tough. The locker rooms are small, and so on and so on. In fact, very few guys in your position with your resume, I think, would be willing to do something like that. Why were you, and what was that like?
I mean, I play basketball anywhere. It don't matter where I'm playing at. And I had a mission. My mission was to get back to NBA and going to the G League. I know a lot of guys in my caliber will say, oh, I already proved myself and I already did all this. You guys know my game. But I didn't take it that way. I took it as, man, I've been sitting on the couch just working out, and I wasn't in that game speed shape, and it takes a lot. So I felt like the G League got me back to getting in shape, getting me going up and down, getting me learning the defensive schemes and learning how to, not learning, but playing that professional basketball again. And I feel like I needed to go that route to get to where I'm at right now.
We're talking to Lance Stephenson. You know, you went that route, and then you get back in, you get the opportunity. We talked about the 20-point first quarter. There was a 30-point night overall. Then in your next game, you had 16 points and 14 assists. Rick Carlisle has been raving about how unselfish you are and the energy you bring to it. And you're also putting up really big numbers. Like, it seems like kind of a weird thing to say, but in a way, do you feel like you're playing some of the best ball of your entire career right now?
No, I feel like I'm very comfortable, and it's all about communication with the coaches and your teammates and knowing where they're going to be at and knowing your teammates when they're going to shoot. And I felt like I learned that within 3 days of being around these guys. And I feel like these guys just want to win and want to work hard. So when I came in, I talked to coach, and he told me what he needed from me. I learned the plays as quickly as possible, watch a lot of film. And when you do the stuff like that and get in the gym, I mean, the game become easier. The game becomes slower. You get to think quicker, and the speed of how you think, you know, getting somebody open or going to the hole or on the defensive end become faster. So I felt like when I got to the Pacers, the communication skills was on point.
Lance Stephenson joining me for a few more moments. I think that one of the reasons, in fact, I know so, you and I just talked about it, but one of the reasons the fans love you so much is because you will do anything to win, and you're going to battle for everything on the floor. Back in the day, as an example, you had some amazing, intense battles with the Miami Heat. When you think back to those days, what were those matchups like? How intense did that get?
Man, those matches was intense, man. That was like my best basketball in my career. Like that moment playing in the playoffs and the fans, and that's probably like the highest level of basketball you get to. And I mean, it's a great experience. We didn't win, but we got to game seven two years in a row. I mean, it's just incredible. Just to have that experience as a young basketball player. And I felt like those experiences helped me help these younger guys coming up to learn the game a little bit quicker, because I've been in that footstep.
We're talking to Lance Stephenson. So Lance, everything's different, but when you talk about those matchups and the intensity and the ferocity, how would that compare, for instance, to when you used to guard Kobe? Because I've heard you say that you got chills when you used to guard him because you knew there was no margin of error at all. What was it like to go up against him, and what kind of expectation did you have then?
Just going against him, just going against somebody that you look up to and you've seen as a young kid and try to do their moves and stuff like that. And you actually get to the lead and you're there one-on-one with them and trying to pressure up on them, trying to stop them. And it was just like a great experience. And, you know, it was tough guarding him. You know, he got counter moves after counter moves, and I mean, it was a great experience, and I got to talk with him a little bit and pick his brain. And I mean, he's a dog, and you know, it's good to learn stuff from people in that caliber.
Lance Stephenson joining us. Before you go, Lance, one last topic, because I'm always fascinated by this. I mentioned off the top that in terms of your accomplishments, some of them, your most legendary ones, was the fact that you had this incredible high school career, one of the best ever in New York history. I could talk to you for an hour about those days, but let me just ask you this. You grew up on the courts of Coney Island. What did you learn during that time, and how much did that shape who you are as a player?
Growing up in Coney Island, you know, it's tough. You just can't go on a court and play basketball. There's always kids out there, and you have to be tough enough and you have to battle to be able to play on that floor. And I always had the tough end of the stick, and I always had to play against the older guys. And I felt like the older guys got me to the point where I was tough enough to play in any type of level. And just growing up in the New York streets, it's always a grind, and there's always a battle. And you just can't come on the court. And I felt like I took that attitude and brought it to the professional level.
So one last thought, and you've been awesome. You played your high school ball at Abraham Lincoln, following in the footsteps of guys like Stephon Marbury and Sebastian Telfair. You won four straight titles. You broke Telfair's scoring record. When you think back on those days, what was that like? What do you remember the most?
Man, those days were fun. You know, just grinding and not knowing what to expect, but just going hard and playing basketball and not knowing one day I'll make it. Just every day just hoping that I make it. That's just it's just a blessing that I'm here today. And, you know, those days are the fun days, you know, just playing basketball, learning it, playing against other high school players, traveling. And that's like the beginning stage of being a professional. And I felt like I learned that early.
It's an incredible journey, an amazing story, and it is not done yet. He was the 40th pick way back in 2010 out of Cincinnati, Lance Stephenson, averaging 14 points and 5 assists with the Pacers this season. Lance, I appreciate you. That was awesome. I've been looking forward to that. Great to have you on the show, and I appreciate you making time for it. Lance, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
That was great. That was so much fun. Appreciate you. I mean, I really appreciate him. What a great story. Lance Stephenson made it all the way back, willing to fight through the G League, got the opportunity and making the most of it and playing at a really high level, a really high level and making a difference. And beloved in Indiana. Looking ahead, now we are open until 11:40, which is the last segment of the program, meaning wide open. Anything you want to talk about, come in here. Get up in here. Have I not done my job? Have I not given you enough to talk about? 1-800-636-8686. Use the telephone. Get up in here. If you're afraid to do that or you've got no need for that, hit me up on social media at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveitake.com. I want to thank Lance Stephenson for that great interview. The Pacers for working to make that happen. That was fun.